Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, to help me grow my audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. A noir story is a book about what happens when a blue pill beta simp faces a situation that should have been responded to by either taking the red pill or going his own way. Instead, he chooses to cling to the Disney delusion that he found a unicorn woman with disastrous results. It's only $3.99 for the Kindle version and $9.99 for paperback on Amazon. For 175 pages, that's a great value. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, according to Red Pill Hub, the lesbian divorce rate has fallen to 72%, compared to 52% of straight couples. And it's only around 30% of gay couples. But fallen from what? 100%. I bet they'll also find a way to blame this on men somehow. Unfortunately, you know, there are tons of simps out there that'll believe this. On the second date, lesbians usually rent a U-Haul truck and move in, but it usually doesn't last. Women like these usually can't stand men, and now they can't stand each other either. Up next, this woman points out that she has big earrings, probably to distract you from the fact that you can land a Boeing 747 on that forehead. But that's not a forehead, it's a 20 head. I once knew a woman that had most of her hair thinned out, and it was difficult to look her in the eye when I could see her bald scalp through a sparse follicle forest. She should have moved her hair back like this because it looks better. Imagine if God punished women by moving their hairline an inch every time they did a man wrong. They would all be completely bald. Number 3, would someone please put this guy out of his misery? Lucy here says she appreciates him as a best friend and the nicest guy ever, basically signaling to other women that he's a loser and he gives away commitment and attention without sex. But he's also her pet simp, so stay away, ladies, or she'll go medieval on your hiney if you try anything with them. In this case, the green line theory has gone haywire, as she's the one leaning into him. Regardless, he needs to escape that friend zone. Moving on, you just know that by the 5th season of The Boys, Starlight is going to look like that alien from Alien Resurrection. She's gone from Starlight to No Light. And what's crazier is that her nose now looks bigger in season 4 when compared to season 1. Besides the fat being sucked out of her face, it's possible that this is what the wall looks like, as the latest season of The Boys was filmed when she was 28 and 29. Number 5, dating is dead because women now make more money than men do in their 20s, and they want a man that makes more than them, so relationship formation is gone. Many women see men as nothing more than a resource cash battery too, to make their lives easier while making yours more difficult. In the future, as more men go their own way, they'll just keep shaming us to come back to the plantation. But it won't work. If you're a man with money, remember to stay single and starve that yeast beast. Up next, the UK is over. The Conservatives were raising taxes, had mass migration, the crime rate was increasing, and public services were crashing. Now Labour has replaced them and people will see more of the same, only faster. Remember that Conservatives are also progressives. They just drive the speed limits. This isn't just happening in the UK, but almost every Western nation. Here's a picture of Westminster in the next few years. Number 7, tell me your advertising campaign was created by women without telling me. Look at this image from EV Magazine trying to appeal to conservative readers, saying this woman likes wearing pretty dresses, being in nature and falling in love. But the punchline is that she's picking strawberries from a tree. What will they pick next from a tree? Watermelons, perhaps. Moving on, if you have a young relative and you want to mess with their minds, give them this Nirvana t-shirt with the picture of Hanson on the front. Looks like a cheap vintage Chinese knockoff to me. Maybe also tell them that Nirvana's big hit song was called Smells Like Bop. Maybe Kurt Cobain saw this and just couldn't go on any longer. If anyone tells them this isn't Nirvana, then just say it's Nirvana the early days. Number 9, also in the days of Nirvana, back in the day, people went nuts when a new computer operating system came out. Windows 95 was a huge upgrade from Windows 3.1 or NT. I was never one of those people because my computer guy would always sail the high seas for me and get me a copy, so I could play the original Command & Conquer. When we stopped buying our software out of the box, that's when we became the product. Up next, remember guys, it's called a jumbo jet for a reason. What would you do if you got on a plane and she was sitting next to you? You probably wouldn't be able to do anything, and it's because of people like this that you have to pay extra when your luggage weighs too much. I'm disappointed that the airlines make their seats so small. They should make their seats for proper-sized lady athletes like this one. Her event is called the Cannonball, and she's hoping to win the gold medal in the pool. Number 11, now that the failure of Disney's The Acolyte Star Wars show is complete, the fans demand Season 2, because of the hot Sith Lord in it. Fans, as in plural. But no one likes this show and it's complete trash. This is probably fake news by Disney to try and get more viewers to their failed franchise. I'm pretty sure that the only demand fans are really making at this point is for them to stop destroying the franchise. Moving on, here's a guy that's thinking about the time his ex told him to see a therapist. And when he did, the therapist told him to dump her. It happens more often than you think. It actually happened to me when I took group therapy. I saw a guy I would have turned into if I'd stayed with my partner, so I left. I guess I have to thank my ex for suggesting that I go to therapy and work on myself. Number 13, there's an optical illusion in this photo. Can you see it? Here's a hint. That guy's ice cream is an ice cream, but it's a woman behind him and she looks like she's melting. If you've ever wondered where Grimace from McDonald's went, well, now you no longer have to wonder. She should dye her hair red, and then her head would look like the cherry on top. Up next, this woman was charged with felony terrorist threats for coughing on $35,000 worth of food, which was subsequently thrown out. This was done during the coronavirus outbreak, and if she had done this, it could have ended many old people that way. It's evil women like this that'll lead to the downfall of soy-sci-y. They also end their babies and have no issues trying to end old people in passive-aggressive ways like this one. Number 15, this woman, like most, says that she has standards. The guy says he has standards too, and then she proceeds to shame him by saying he's a controlling man, with a small wee-wee, and is also gay. What she really means is that she has double standards. Shame is women's primary verbal weapon, and when you realize that and see it in real time, it'll no longer have an effect on you anymore. Moving on, here's Japan's first Indian school principal saying that Japanese education lacks multiculturalisms. That's what they say, but around here, once they become the boss in charge of hiring, they only tend to hire Indian people. This statement is an oxymoron because cultural coexistence is the opposite of old-fashioned. Even Canadians are fed up with multiculturalism these days. Someone told me recently that the Jeets are an invasive species. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. Number 17, Amy is complaining about this article, saying that Taylor Swift is not a good role model because she's 34 and unmarried and childless. Amy wonders where the opinion article about Travis Kelsey, also 34 and unmarried, childless, is. She has a PhD but doesn't seem to be smart enough to realize that a man's fertility lasts many more decades than a woman's. This just shows you how much a PhD is worth these days. Up next, here are the obesity rates for adults in Texas in 2022, by race and ethnicity. Only 12.7% of Asians were obese. Looks like there's that Asian privilege we've been talking about. But if you were to take the average IQ of each race, then the lower the average IQ, the higher the rates of obesity. Why do you think that many guys say to get an Asian girlfriend? The odds of her becoming obese are the lowest. Then again, maybe it's just Texas because everything is bigger there. Except Asians, of course. Maybe they don't like Korean barbecue or something. Number 19, someone says that this decade so far has had the trend where if you're a woman, it pays to have a butterface. As far as I'm concerned, not all trends should be trending. The butterface is a woman with an attractive body but an unattractive face. Yet most of these women don't have attractive bodies either. And damn, the only one they missed in this meme is Juliet. Where art thou, masculine-looking land whale? Moving on, women don't have the same biological aversion to being conquered that men do. Of course they don't, because they breed with the winners and have offspring. The men don't want to be conquered because it means the end of their lives and the end of their bloodlines. With the mass migration into the West these days, it's like low testosterone men are welcoming their demise, while the women are welcoming their new husbands. Number 21, this poor incel-looking guy says that office jobs are funny, because if you're a 24-year-old man, your greatest enemy in the world is a 55-year-old woman named Betty from finance. Betty is probably overweight, narcissistic, and hates all men. More often than not, your version of Betty is working in HR instead, and looks for ways to replace you with new female hires. Up next, this trans woman's bank account was frozen because she sounded like a man on the phone. Trans action declined. I guess the workers at the bank need diversity training so they understand that just because a woman has a man's voice doesn't mean that she's a man. Fraud is a crime and the bank was just doing its due diligence because the ma'am on the phone sounded like she has a dong. But I think I need to open an account with such a based bank. Number 23, why do standards increase as her value declines? Because she thinks like a man and she's lost touch with reality. Imagine women's backlash if a man posted something like this. Their standards go up with their age and weight, while their options go down with age and weight as well. It's completely delusional. Moving on, this vegan teacher is asking if she should take off her clothes for money. Please no. In fact, I'll pay you double just to keep them on. Once again, another delusional lady. If a woman sees a chance to profit off of nudity regardless of social consequences, then social media will convince her to do it and try it. Number 25 and the last one, this guy left his family to become a discount Sailor Moon character. What do you expect when you have two decades of male role models replaced by female actors? The role models for boys are increasingly women, so men want to become like the women they look up to. Why do you think guys like Andrew Tate are now big threats? They threaten to derail the trans agenda of trying to feminize all men. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.